Tonight marks the first in a series of panels on public health being put on by the College of Veterinary Medicine at the U of I. Each month, they are going to explore issues in public health, and this first panel is a bit of a doozy. It's called Marijuana, Monsters, and Milk. I have two of the speakers at tonight's event on the phone. Jack Herman is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine, and Dan Lynn represents the marijuana part of the evening. He's a member of Normal Illinois, an advocacy group dedicated to marijuana research and advocacy. So, Jack, I want to ask you first, tell me a little bit about this panel.
Well, the panel is an eclectic panel to reflect the topics that we selected. This is the first of four public health community forums that we have scheduled through the spring. And this was kind of a catch-all forum. The other three are a little bit more focused on specific topics, a little bit more directed. And so what we try to do and what we tried to do in the past with community health forums is draw experts in from the community. Our focus is primarily on Illinois. And let those experts talk about their specific topic for 12, 15 minutes or so, and then we go to question and answers from the audience.
When you say this is an eclectic panel, I'd say that's a bit of an understatement. The three topics in the title are marijuana, monsters, which is in reference to the energy drink, and milk, I guess in this case means agricultural issues, food issues. What do these three things have to do with each other?
Probably the main thing is they all start with the letter M, and we're really into alliteration. And we'll be talking about BPA and bottled water and phthalates and antimicrobials in milk and all sorts of other things. And what they all have to do with each other is that they all reflect that interface between human health, animal health, and ecosystem health. And understanding that the health of one impacts the health of the other two. In the marijuana part of it, and I don't want to steal Dan's thunder, but at least in California, one of the major reasons for medicalizing and legalizing marijuana was to try to get it out from public lands, cultivation on public lands, which had incredible environmental impacts. On the marijuana one, that doesn't look like it has a whole lot to do with animal health. It does certainly have to do with ecosystem health, and that's one aspect of it that a lot of people don't think about.
I was going to, Dan, I was going to ask you about this. Why do you think marijuana should be thought about, in this case, as a public health issue?
Well, I definitely think it's the most widely consumed illicit substance, both in this country and across the world. Well, with the environmental impact, you're starting to see people cultivating this plant, which is illegal according to the federal government, whether it's for medicinal or recreational purposes, you're starting to see people cultivating that on public lands because of the asset forfeiture laws that are written in this country that the government can seize people's assets, and specifically their property and their land, if they are found to be cultivating cannabis. And that's why you're seeing this shift in people illegally growing this plant on public lands, and when they're doing it in those public lands, they have absolutely no reason other than their own conscience to not do it in an environmentally friendly way or to do it in a very degrading way to the local environment and ecosystems.
Well, your organization does advocate for the legalization of marijuana and its decriminalization in Illinois, which would lead me to sort of suspect that your perspective would not talk about, say, the possible harm of marijuana. It's certainly not harmless, especially when used carelessly, and studies have shown when used by people under the age of 18, it could be very dangerous as well.
Yeah, I mean, we try and take seriously these thoughts, whether they are based on sound science or whether they are based on fear. We take those serious and, try and break down these barriers and have these conversations in an open and safe environment so that people can make their own decisions. I am definitely one to say that this substance can be abused. I try and shy away from saying that it's actually dangerous, but I'm not immune to the thought that there can be negative impacts from the usage of this substance for certain populations.
Why would you not say the word dangerous, based on the fact that you have said that there are some negative uses that can happen?
Well, when I think of a truly dangerous substance, I think of something that can detrimentally impact somebody in a very severe way, things like death, things like paralysis, because cannabis just, I don't think it qualifies as a dangerous substance. I think that people are more likely to die from a food allergy than they are from consuming cannabis. There was a DEA judge who said you could have a more toxic impact from eating 10 raw potatoes than you ever could from consuming as much cannabis as you could physically consume at any moment.
Well, Dr. Herman, tell me a little bit about the other topics that are covered tonight. So what is kind of the breadth of what you will be covering on the panel?
Well, we'll have Ways Ved from Champaign-Urbana Public Health District talking about some of the misconceptions that come across his desk at the Public Health Department. He's going to be talking about flu vaccination as well. Dr. Johnson will talk about cell phones and central nervous system cancer and, of course, Monster energy drinks. I'm going to play the role of both moderator and speaker for this time only, and I'll be talking about BPA and plastics, environmental impact of bottled water, and, of course, talking about antimicrobials and dairy products.
Well, what are you hoping to accomplish through these panels that are going to be happening?
I made the comment some time ago, and it's not an original thought. I remember seeing it on a bumper sticker back in the 70s, and the bumper sticker said, you're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to make stuff up. And that's kind of a background for a lot of this. Topics that we discuss in public health. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of advertising. You know, I think the consumers and the public in general gets kind of confused after a while. What's fact and what's fiction?
Well, I'm very excited for the panel myself. It's happening this evening at the College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Jack Herman, Dan Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
For more information, visit the website of the College of Veterinary Medicine. That's vetmed.illinois.edu.